So one of the things I was laughing at during the interview was the thought of the Heat media people saying, all right, Tyler, you're going to join the Dan Le Batard show today. By the way, they're a little zany. They're a little out there. And the first thing he hears is a kazoo. Nobody talking during the kazoo. Then Christine Lisi coming in saying, oh, sorry, I thought you were going to throw it to me. Then us redoing the kazoo again. And he's sitting on the phone like, what in the hell did I just get?
Yes, a really good point by you, Tony. And now put that against the idea that everything you hear about culture, the root word is always cult. Like, there is an absolute Heat cult of, Tyler, don't go on there and do anything. Don't do no dumb shit, Tyler. Like, just go on. Let them do the dumb shit. You don't do any of the dumb shit. And so we like to dance around, the interview subject. But some people are bothered by it, Mike. They wanted their athlete interview. They wanted to hear from Tyler Hero.
They got their athlete.
Tyler as well.
But they couldn't hear part of it because the music was too loud.
I had a pretty good gauge for how loud that was. I was listening on my headphones. I apologize if the AM radio messed up. That's my bad. But, you know, you didn't miss much. Like, we had to dress it up. We hear you when the Bam Adebayo interview is in to your liking, so we gotta work around the parameters.
We just can't please everyone. I mean, after doing this show for 17 years, it has dawned on me, and it took me 17 years, that we just can't please everybody.
I mean, they're really mad that a rant wasn't done today.
It's not the same.
Act like you've been there before.
It's not the same. Now, if they beat LeBron, and this is going to get ugly between like the two worst fan bases in NBA Twitter, it's an arms race right now, shot for shot. You know, he Twitter's a little older. We might have had a couple kids since then. We're skimming the pool a little bit, but we're up for this fight. If they beat LeBron, you got to rant. But I wasn't feeling it. Yeah, they're wearing the same uniform, but with an underdog, it's just not the same. The rants were born out of a nation hating us. What was that?
I don't know.
Billy's looking
now,
around.
Did that happen, or was that a pop-up of mine? Because I don't know anymore.
That was a reminder that Stu Gatz has to record something for the Daily Wager as he keeps failing up.
That scared the daylights out of me, that thing.
What is happening with the Daily Wager?
Well, I'm doing a thing every Tuesday with them, and one of the things we're doing, I'm going head-to-head with Doug Kazarian, okay? He hosts the show. And in that head-to-head game, we have to, whoever loses has to come back with one less article of clothing the next week. Okay. It's like strip picking.
Oh my God.
Yes. That was my idea on the spot. It's a bad idea. But the other thing we're doing is, so Doug and I will pick a game. I'm going to have a dartboard game of the week where I literally throw a dart and whatever team it lands on, that's the team I have. If the dartboard pick of the week beats both me and Kazarian, we have to do something very embarrassing on national TV. I don't know what it is yet, but that's what I'm doing with Daily Wager.
That sounds fun.
I'm failing up, Dan.
Although this is a bit of a step down from competing with Bill Murray.
I don't know if I want to do it anymore. I got to be honest with you. I mean, after being the celebrity picker on College Game Day, I'm not even certain I shouldn't retire after that. It's never going to get better than that for me, is it?
The things that have happened with this show. At one point, this was a long time ago, Terrell Owens was doing end zone celebrations that were requested by the audience. The idea that Stu Gatz, after not once but twice going 0-14 to start a picking season, 0-14, that he would end up on College Game Day in the middle of everything after J-Lo falls through, after the Heat fell through. All the Miami fell through. Stu Gatz, somebody got in trouble for that, right, Mike? Somebody got in trouble. Somebody turned on their television at ESPN and was looking at it and saying, why is Stu Gatz on here? Who needs to be fired around here?
I kind of believe that there are certain people that weren't happy about it, but Leif Fitting and the most important studio show in our network loved it. You got a congratulatory call from Leif Fitting, the guy that runs that whole deal?
No, you want a funny story? I didn't get a call. I got a text. I responded. I was getting so many texts. I said, who is this? The person goes, Leif Fitting. That person was not Leif Fitting. That was someone in Bristol messing with me, telling me it was Leif Fitting.
Oh,
I don't want to tell you who it turned out to be because it's not. I can't do that to the person. But it was a very funny joke where I called Mike and said, Leif Fitting told me I did a very nice job. Leif Fitting has not told me anything. He hasn't even reached out to me at all. Now, Lee, I love your show. I think it's the best pregame show, you and the TNT show, NBA show, the best thing going. And the guys on that show made me feel at home. But I spent the entire day with an ear-to-ear smile thinking Lee Fitting liked my work, and it was someone in Bristol playing a practical joke on me, and I'm very upset about it.
Who was it?
I can't
tell you.
You
need to tell us. If not, the story is pointless. Who was it?
I can't tell you.
It was someone in Bristol whose number you don't have saved, right?
Correct. Yes.
So it's just an 860 number arrives, and you are looking at your phone, and you are seeking. I mean, you know you crushed it, right? You guys all agree that no one here disagrees with the fact that Stugatz crushed it on his appearance on College Game Day. Is there a disagreeer amongst us? Not a one.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
that. He did well, and he was a good traffic cop outside of that one time he was talking over Reese Davis, but he figured it out.
Yeah.
You were good.
Thank you.
Mike, can you do me the favor, please?
That's really funny by Mike Easy.
It is a funny joke. That is a funny joke. We will get to funniest thing from the sports weekend in a second, but Mike, we didn't have enough room. The choking sounds, can we just put them all together? Because we didn't have enough room to play Michael Eaves as much as we would have liked to. But a SportsCenter anchor falling apart while trying to give the, the cathedral reading of the news is always going to be funny. So can you play that sound for me again?
Greg Olsen, 11-yard gain, first down, drive continues. Less than 2 to go in the game. Wilson. Excuse me. Metcalf.
DK Metcalf, Mike calls in.
All right, hold on. I want to examine this first.
The Metcalf cry at the end.
No, I want to examine the whole thing because I want to explain to the audience, okay? Live television is very difficult. And those seconds feel like hours where you are being silent and you can't say anything and you're trying to say something because you know that someone must. And now you're bringing attention to yourself. So I just want you to hear the gaps where nothing is being said. And I want you to know that Michael Eaves, who is choking, is panicking at this point, that there is sheer panic saying, somebody save me, just with the silence that comes with him trying to speak, trying to gather himself to speak, and realizing that those words are not coming.
Greg Olsen, 11-yard gain, first down, drive continues. Less than 2 to go in the game. Wilson.
Excuse me. Metcalf. DK Metcalf.
And it's also like the game of the day. And it's the end of the game of the day.
My God.
Metcalf. Let's do
Metcalf.
He was going to grind it out no matter what. He was going to get to the end of that.
Metcalf.
Mike, can I hear the pickup right after Metcalf, whoever the co-host was?
Metcalf. DK Metcalf, Mike calls it in.
Was the Metcalf just to alert the other guy who wasn't listening?
Metcalf.
This is where I left off.
Metcalf.
Let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Oh, hey, boy. People, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hard this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend.
Mike Ryan, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
How does Paul Pierce continue to lose to the Miami Heat in the playoffs? How? How? Sour grapes, hater, wear that L. Wear it. Paul Pierce sucks!
That's got to be a tough thing for Boston today, honest to God, because you just saw your young people out young people.
You were telling us about that young core for years. You made it to an Eastern Conference Finals in 2018. This was supposed to be the destination. You were supposed to arrive here. You weren't supposed to do the suffering to a team that hadn't suffered For heaven's sake, a 20-year-old scored 37 points. Gordon Hayward chose you over the Miami Heat. Losers, all of them.
Boston's had a pretty good two-decade run. I'm certain they're fine. Like they should.
Yeah, I mean, no, Boston. Like, no, if they're not, haven't.
Well, if they're not, get over it. Like seriously.
The Celtics haven't. Danny Ainge collects all these first-round draft picks, and he picks two, and he picks three, and he doesn't have anybody. Now, as good as Bam Adebayo, it would appear.
I thought he was Kevin Durant. I thought Jason Tatum was Kevin Durant.
No? Yeah, well, Bam Adebayo is Bill frickin' Russell.
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
It was the aforementioned DeKalen Metcalf, who, as a marble chiseled stone of a man, is running faster than a car towards the end zone, and Russell Wilson puts it right in his breadbasket. He's 2 yards away, and I'm sure a lot of gamblers and fantasy players are very upset today. 2 yards away from a 70-yard touchdown, and all of a sudden, Quandre Diggs punches it out of the back of the end zone. Touchback. Again, guys never learn, man.
Those are hard to get, the 70-yard touchdowns in that sport. You would think that they would respect them a little more once they get close to the goal line.
Also, good job saying players' names, because you sound like an expert.
Say that to DK Metcalf's face. I dare anyone. I mean, seriously.
I mean, we'd all be, you'd be saying it to his navel.
I wouldn't even say it to his navel.
His dick. Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, today is game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Sorry.
That's right, Roy. You knew that, right? You knew that? It's not like Yom Kippur didn't sneak up on you, right? The game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight.
Of course. Of course I knew that. I don't understand why he thinks that's funny.
You don't even understand the funny in that, of course. What was
no,
the funniest?
Lord Stanley, Roy.
Yeah, I know who Lord Stanley.
Roy, I know you agree with me. It seems as though the Tampa Bay Lightning think that this trophy lifts itself. Don't do that. I'm warning you right now. Stop pissing these guys off. Stop pissing them off. Just stop.
Roy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend? You've been on this Dallas Stars kick for a month.
They have really a chip on their shoulder.
Make it end. I mean,
Roy, what was the funniest thing from this for a month? I've been dealing with you and the don't piss the Dallas Stars off.
Don't.
Put the kids to bed.
Yeah,
all of it.
Man, I've been warning you.
Roy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
After being fined $100,000 last week for breaking the NFL's COVID mask protocol, John Gruden decided to make himself a homemade mask, which has been described as either a cut shirt sleeve or a pair of panties.
He did. He looked like he was wearing a pair of panties on his face.
It made me uncomfortable watching it.
Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The New York City teams did on Sunday. The Mets, Yankees, Giants, and Jets combined to lose their 4 games 72-21.
Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills. Unfortunately, this is an awfully strong time at the top of the AFC, but the Buffalo Bills appear to be legitimately good, even though yesterday they got such a bogus call to win that game.
Did the Buffalo Blue Jays also make the playoffs?
They did.
The Buffalo Blue Jays did as well. And my funniest thing is just the Michael Eaves thing. I want again because it's always fun. Also, by the way, Mike, I meant to say this during the local hour and I forgot. Billy, do you think this is a good idea? Bowl Bar is evidently closing. Bowl Bar, famously near the Orange Bowl and now Marlins Park. It was and is at the moment, I think, maybe the seediest bar in all of Miami. I went into it once as a joke. Many people were armed. There was a metal detector, and I had to pay a lot of money to pay for a drink for a woman who was in lingerie. She was just at the bar in lingerie. I didn't know exactly where I was, except that it looked like a corner of hell. And so,
is that like the rules? You had to do that, or you?
Yes, you had to. No. You had to do it. You had to do it.
Did everyone turn into vampires shortly thereafter? What you're saying sounds like From Dusk Till Dawn.
I am telling you, it's not a biker bar. It wasn't a biker bar the time I went. I went there one time before one of my brother's art openings in the region. We went there as a joke. We thought it would be funny. And I had to go through a metal detector, and the other people there who had their guns on the bar did not, evidently. And there were multiple women who would come and sit next to customers, and they would be wearing something that appeared to be lingerie, and you had to buy at least one drink.
So you're looking to buy Bowl Bar?
Well, it says outside, call Marco if you want to lease it. And I'm not
looking. I'm sure that will go well.
I've done some researching, and you don't want to call Marco. You just don't call Marco.
Really?
You just don't want to invite Marcos, you know.
He's trying to tell you something.
Yeah, just don't call Marco. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to call Marco, though. I want to do like a live broadcast.
We're still trying to pay off the hippo thing. We can't buy Bull Bar if that's what the end game here is.
I don't want to buy Bull Bar. What are you making faces about, Billy?
A live broadcast? You can't do a live broadcast from the studio yet. You're going to do it from Bull Bar?
Billy, the Marlins are in the playoffs. We could do a live remote. from the Marlins.
That's the closest thing to Marlins Bar?
It's right there. And Florida's open now. Billy, didn't you just tell us there was a casket floating in a pool with models and bottles? And didn't you just get done telling us that?
Who approved that? Like, that had to be approved by someone.
Now, this was an actual casket and not that Egyptian thing that Mark Cuban bought at Live that one time.
No, it was an actual casket. And one side was open and they had the bottle person inside and they were doing the da-da-da-da-da, like dancing up and down with it and like lifting it. And that's how they delivered someone their bottle. It's insane. I can't believe that's a thing.
Now, by all accounts, this vaccine is supposedly close, but did we... Exactly. I know you address this. A Friday news dump and just say, hey, everything's open, doesn't seem like the greatest of plans. Because even if we're like right there next to a vaccine, why would we do this? I think we were good. If you just tell us, hey, another month, I think we can handle it. We've made it this far. It seems a little unnecessary. And everyone seems confused because while he says everything is open, there's still like police barricading the beach out here. I don't really understand it. There's no one downstairs.
You don't feel like you're free to go wherever you want, do whatever you want?
I don't, nor do I want to.
Right, same here.
Because the first people out are the ones that I trust the least.
Well, the good news is, for those of you who are worried that there wouldn't be a championship parade if the Heat win, it seems like there's going to be a parade, whether it's sponsored by the city or not.
He said there's going to be a full Super Bowl. Yeah.
I was legitimately... doubting whether or not La Careta would do that because it was surely an Eastern Conference final. We've done that in the past for championships. I don't know if we've ever done that for finals appearances, but there's a global pandemic going on. But I guess with Ron DeSantis' announcement, this was carte blanche for people to get out there.
Is Cleveland there open?
That's what I'm saying. Downstairs doesn't appear to be open.
That's how I judge everything. When this place opens back up, because no place wants to be open more than the Clevelander, and yet it's closed. So I'm not going to let Ron DeSantis tell me when I can go back outside. I am going to let the people who run the Clevelander tell me when it's safe to go back out.
I know, okay? Tootsie's was, right? Was wide open.
Great. I'm pretty sure COVID started at Bull Bar.
Probably. I don't think we can do a broadcast. Well, we certainly can't do a broadcast from anywhere, especially a building that is closed and probably condemned. How many liens do you think that place might have against it?
Call Carlos.
Marco.
Marco.
Yeah.
Marco.
Yeah.
Let's have Marco on tomorrow.